When you were little, did grown-ups ever try to scare you by saying,
"Booger man gonna get you"?
Okay. Is there a difference between the...
Yeah, there was then. Boogerman was just a nebulous term for something bad. Satan was a specific theological construct.
Okay. What about things that people might think they see around graveyards?
Ghosts.
Any other term? Okay. If they get in a house, you say the house is
haunted.
What if about, you might say, talking about the weather, you better put on your sweater, it's getting...
Getting a little chilly. Getting rather chilly.
And if somebody wants you to go somewhere, you might say, "Well, I will if you insist, but..."
I'd rather not.
Say an old friend of yours you haven't seen in years, what might you say to him when you see him?
That's something to think about for. "How are you, old son of a gun? How you doing?"
"You alright, mighty?"
"Mighty glad to see you."
"Would you ever use anything besides glad to have?"
"Well,
have you heard,
hear proud a lot. Might use that. Might use proud. I'm proud to see you."
Okay.
"Or I was proud to get that from you." In other words, especially if you said, "Yeah, I was real proud to hear from you." Mm-hmm. You might do something like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody who owns, say, about 1,000 acres of land, talking about the quantity, you say he sure owns a
great deal of land. I might use "right smart" sometimes.
Okay. What else could you use? How else could you use "right smart"?
Or especially using like "doing right well." Okay. And in a phrase like that, much more than doing right well.
Yeah. Could somebody be in a "right smart" of trouble?
Probably not. I probably couldn't use it that way.
If you wanted to agree with somebody besides just saying yes, something much stronger than yes, do you have anything that you would say?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Damn straight. Sure.
Okay. And as you just said, if somebody wants you to do something, you might say "I."
Sure can.
If you want to be polite to an older man, instead of just saying yes, you might say...
"Yes, sir." "Yes, sir." "Yes, ma'am." I always say that to somebody older.
And somebody who intensely disliked to go somewhere, you say he dreaded to go.
He really hated going.
If you go outside, it's not just a little cold, it's...
very cold.
Yeah.
Real cold.
Okay. Any more profanity that we haven't covered?
Is there anything we haven't picked up? What else did I know? Did I use the "fuck" terms like "motherfucker" and stuff like that?
I don't think so.
Cocksucker. Son of a bitch, bastard. Those are milder. Motherfuckers, fairly. Son of a bitch is pretty mild. Cocksucker, not quite so mild.
Does that have any homosexual... connotation?
No, not really. Not really. If you call somebody a cocksucker, it's just a general term of a curse word, a general slang term, Just, it doesn't really, it's like when you call somebody a motherfucker, it has no, you're not really claiming that he is in fact one.
Mm-hmm.
You just need a nasty word to throw at him.
Okay. Right. What if you got excited about something? For example, somebody told you that your car...
I got that one of my favorite cuss phrases I've got to tell you. And when I get real mad, I just string them, shit down, piss fuck hell.
Okay. If you got real excited about something, for example, somebody said that your...
I wouldn't wet my pants. Go ahead.
If somebody said that your parked car just rolled off in the river, what might you say?
"Damn, shit." "Son of a bitch." I just string them together, shit damn piss fuck hell. It's real good to, they're real good to string together.
Okay, what about this phony business about if somebody said something bad about you and it got back to you, what you might say?